Hey, Johnny, Chaps here. I have the SeatGeek app on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way I've found to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with just a few taps, I can instantly find seats. I actually just use SeatGeek to buy tickets to my beloved Jaguars when they go play the New York Giants in Week 2 in New York City. Just outside New York, actually. SeatGeek saves you time and money by searching multiple ticket sites to compare for prices and find amazing deals. And it gives you the most bang for your buck. What can you get with this offer? I think Susan. Let's see what Susan has. Susan thinks that the listeners are going to get $2 off. $2 off. No, no, Susan, you dumb fucking cunt. No, we will not get just $2 off. Linda says $5. $5 for Linda. No, Linda, not just $5. $10 off. That's right, Randy. $10 off. Our listeners get $10 off with their first SeatGeek purchase. Just download the SeatGeek app and enter the promo code HATERS today. That's promo code HATERS for $10 off your first SeatGeek purchase.
Hi, Hater. How you doing? Long time no see. Yeah.
Hi, Hater. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. Hi, Hater. How you doing? I know that you're hating on me. The more that you hate on me, the more that I'll do my thing. Hi, Hater.
Well, we're finally back with another edition of Hi, Haters. I'm so excited to talk to Kate today, even though Kate has just been spending some time down at the Jersey Shore. I've been at Disney World, so we've both been out in the sun goofing, basically.
We have been sunshine goofing for sure. Chaps, I don't know about you, but relaxing in my Hi Haters t-shirt that you can get on the site, hashtag ad, and loving all the compliments so much, I may have forgotten to put on sunscreen. How about you? Were you well screened down the shore? Or wait.
At Disney? Yeah.
Yes, at Disney.
I actually was. I'm so good at sunscreen now because I've been like horrifically sunburned in the past because I'm a ginger kid. I'm so horrifically like traumatized by the amount of sunburn that I have that I put on sunscreen my kids like every 90 minutes, no matter what. So while we were at Disney World, their skin basically became like sunscreen leather. Like I'm pretty sure that they tanned their skin, like not like tan with the sun, but I tanned their skin chemically with sunscreen, because even after we got out of the shower, the bath, whatever, we still looked like we were glistening with sunscreen.
Oh yeah, that stuff is so hard to get off, especially the sweatproof stuff. Yeah. But I was not as careful and I got myself a wicked burn. And I wanted to ask you, you know, it's so common for us super pale people. What do you think scientifically sunburn is?
I'm glad that you asked, because you know that I'm a very focused on science type of guy.
Like that's
I know. Yep. So what happens basically with sunburn is the sun, it goes through your skin and it, like the melanin underneath your skin basically becomes like bacon. And so when the bacon grease of your skin comes to the surface, because you get sunburned by fat. So, you know, if you're cooking shrimp or whatever, and you put a little bit of goose fat into the pan to make it have that nice crispiness, that's essentially what happened. It's the fat layer underneath the skin that gets burned and it comes to the surface and it causes you to sweat a sunburn.
I'm impressed, but Chaps, that is 120% wrong. Okay. That you could not be more wrong.
Okay.
Would you like to hear what it really
is? I would.
Is?
Yeah, I would.
So, ultraviolet light is light from the sun that we cannot actually see.
Okay.
But it is the most powerful of the lights. And even though it doesn't cook your fat, it cooks the crap out of your epidermis, which, by the way, in elementary school, did you ever say, your epidermis is showing?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
that's a big
down
one.
At their wieners and
stuff. I was a big DC Talk guy, and they use, for Jesus Freak, I think it was one of their songs, Pardon Me, Your Epidermis is Showing.
Well, I hate to tell you, yours is showing right now a little bit. Mine's hanging out all over the place.
Okay.
But so it actually hits your little skin cells, and it like makes them explode themselves. Like they self-destruct if you get too much sun. So as they're self-destructing, your body's like, holy crap, something's wrong. So it sends a bunch of blood to that area. And
like
that's
a boner.
Why
so it's like a skin boner.
It's basically a giant skin boner. And that's why your skin turns all red. That's why things start oozing out of it. You
boner.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a giant human skin boner. And if you tan, on the other hand, it's when melanin is produced by cells, and that creates the dark brown, and that's what you're going for. But if you get too much, that's when you get the skin boner. And do you know there's a level worse than just regular sunburn? Sun poisoning. Can you explain that?
Yeah, of course. So sun poisoning is when you get a burn so much that it causes you to get a little bit of a fever. Like for me, as like a ginger kid, I would get fever blisters whenever I would get sun poisoning. It would show up in like blisters. Even when I would eat like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, it would crack and there would be blood all over my sandwich. I would get made fun of at school. So now when I get a sunburn, I eat like 1,200 milligrams of Motrin 3 times a day to ensure that that doesn't happen. I don't know if that works, but I thin my blood as much as possible to make the sunburn go down fast.
That is 130% wrong, okay. Chaps. That is even more wrong than your other thing. But you're right. It does cause sun blisters for sure. But sun poisoning is when the severe blistering and drying of your skin not only stains your peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, it leads to severe fluid loss, dehydration, electrolyte imbalance, and the scarring from the burns can lead to serious infections. So it can actually make you like really, really sick. And I Googled it. You can die from complications from sunburn.
Flipping the script, what's an electrolyte?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked me that. An electrolyte is an electron-infused Gatorade drink. It sends little particles all around your body, activating the water in your body.
Okay, that's actually very true. It is.
Oh, whew.
No,
good,
it's
I'm
not.
Glad.
It's a substance that disassociates into ions and solutions, acquires the capacity to conduct electricity. Its sodium, potassium, chloride, calcium, magnesium, and phosphate are examples of electrolytes. So it's basically minerals.
By the time people are done listening to this episode, their heads are going to be so full of knowledge, they're going to have to drag them around on the ground.
There we go.
So up next, can a dead body tan?
Yes, much like the tan of a cow whenever you stretch its skin over and over again. I feel like that's what can happen to a person. You basically just rip their skin off and stretch them on one of those things like old cowboys do. You tie them together essentially like a baseball glove, and then they become tan.
Oh my God. That is not what I was going for at all. I guess you could tan the hide of a dead body.
Yeah.
I was thinking if a dead body was in a tanning bed after it died. You took it to a very Chianti and fava beans extreme that I was not ready for that. But I was going
to.
Yeah, I'd fuck me. But you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It puts the lotion on its skin or it gets the hose. But for the record, you can tan a dead body that way for sure. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure some people have. I'm sure there's some pretty cool wallets out there.
Mm-hmm. Coin purse.
Yeah,
testicles.
Nice little coin. Yeah, nice little coin bag. If you see me jangling around for my change,
oh,
that quarters are always stuck in the
bowl. Before we move on, I did that with squirrel testicles one time when I was in high school.
Stop it.
So.
What? Okay, go on. You can't just stop there.
And it wasn't very big because once they actually get tanned, you can always stick a couple dimes in there, and it's really kind of pointless.
Wait, squirrel balls are so big you can fit coins in them?
Dimes, yeah, if you stretch them right.
Okay, but what? Did you find this squirrel on the ground? Or
no,
did
I shot
you
it with the pellet gun.
Like you did it specifically to take its balls off and make
no,
a coin
I
mean, purse?
No, I killed it so we could put it in gumbo. It was when I used to live with some Cajuns.
Oh my God. Why? But you saw its balls and you were like, I'm going to make, it was like the Native American. You're like, I'm going to make the use out of this whole thing's body, which is, that's very noble.
Really? I respected the land.
I think honestly, that's probably the most respectful thing you can do is if you kill a squirrel, make a little coin purse out of its balls.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, so a dead body. Yeah, I guess I was going to take it a different way. You can absolutely tan it. And while you're at it, you can make coin purses out of animal balls. Now, I'm still not done on this whole sunburn thing yet. First day of summer is upon us. Mm-hmm. I could talk about it all day because I burn so crazily bad. Quick caveat from being down the shore. I was down there with a friend who got extremely burned last week, and his skin was peeling so bad this week that when he put lotion on his chest, he has a very hairy chest, he was using a fine tooth comb to comb out all the dead skin that was coming off.
I love that. I love to peel. Like that, I don't get sunburned anymore because I'm so cognizant about putting sunscreen on, but I love peeling. I love peeling even more when there's like water underneath it.
What is wrong with all of you? I feel like this, I was like throwing up in my mouth when he said it. And you're like, oh yeah, that's the stuff right there.
I actually watched with KFC upstairs one time. We watched this compilation video on YouTube of people peeling like enormous sheets off their back.
I was watching that one today in preparation. And the huge blisters people get, like the size of softballs mm-hmm. from sunburn. And the like literally whole sheets, like you were saying, coming off of people. It's like sunburn porn. Like people are really into it. These videos have like millions and millions of views. So maybe if I want to go viral, that's what I'll have to do.
Yeah. What's the worst sunburn you ever had?
Oh man. One, my dad was on business in Naples, Florida. He took me with him, and on the very first day it was like overcast. So it was like winter time in PA, so my skin definitely wasn't ready for it. Mm-hmm. And I laid out without sunscreen on all day long, and it was like my whole body was a giant blister. I was having convulsions. They had to turn the fan on and just like cover my body in aloe. And pretty much the whole rest of the trip was ruined. My dad couldn't work because I was so sick. And I was like, thanks for bringing me along. It was like the first trip he ever brought me on.
Yeah, sun poisoning's not great. I got it on top of my feet whenever we went to this place called Silver Springs in Florida. And I didn't wear sunscreen on my feet. And just my feet got sunburned. Everywhere else was good. But I got like level 3 sunburn on my feet. So much so that my grandma, who believed in like old remedies, she said that if you put ice water into a bucket, if you put yourself in ice water, it draws like the poison out. And I, honest to God, remember put my feet in there, and it was my feet were so blistered and sunburned that it looked like there was oil in the water because so much shit was coming out of my feet. And then when it popped, it hurt so damn bad. So
and
damn
that's
bad.
The worst. That's like the worst place to get it because you can't. I mean, you need your feet to get around. Like you are totally stuck if your feet are burned like that.
And my dad was acting like I was the biggest pussy in the world because I didn't want to walk, and even though my feet were like hellaciously sunburned. But old wives' tales about sunburn and shit like that. There's so many, and so many are bad. What were you told were like some things that would work?
One is vinegar, because they say the acid in vinegar helps even out like the pH balance of your skin if you've lost like all the electrolytes and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I looked it up and they're like, nope, you're just putting acid all over your sunburn. Don't do it. Like that's just really bad for you.
I actually heard that vinegar works on beard dandruff too. So recently whenever I was getting a little flaky in my beard, I dumped an entire bottle of apple cider vinegar on my beard whenever I was in the shower. Doesn't work at all.
Doesn't work. Yeah, it just like dries you out. It's like acid. Another one I heard was butter. Like put butter all over your body because it like seals you in. It seals the moisture in because you're losing. No.
I could see like that one working. I think that one works. I could see that one working.
Well, with your sunburn theory with that it's like cooking fat and like shrimp and butter or whatever you're going for, would be a snack.
I would.
A little vinegar in the beard. A nice butter.
Spread me on a biscuit.
You'd be like a real fish and chips kind of thing.
I also heard tea. Growing up, tea was a big one. Like that you could put tea in a bucket if your feet got sunburned too, and the tea would draw it out.
Hot tea or cold?
Cold.
Cold. That's what you want to go for, nice cold tea. Just as a warning label to everyone, don't go putting your feet in boiling hot tea. Tomatoes. The one I saw for tomatoes was that if you rub tomatoes all over your body, it would help take away the redness, which I don't get that at all.
No, I don't get that either. But speaking of the tea that stops inflammation, I think that my theory of Motrin, taking 1,200 milligrams of Motrin, because what you said about sunburn, it actually would work. If it's a blood thinner and blood has gone to the surface, it would bring it down because it thinned your blood. I feel like my theory actually works.
Actually, you could be right. And on the other hand, do you think if you got a really bad sunburn and took Viagra, your body would just explode?
Probably. Your entire body would be a boner.
I'm so hard right now. Yeah. I feel like so hard.
Too boned up. And that was talking sunburns. The haters said we wouldn't start our first podcast back after a long break with sunburn talk, but we did. That was sunburn.
We did. I was very excited to talk about it. It's been on my mind, been heavily on my mind as I am so burned.
about you, but I like to talk a little romance from time to time, and I feel like we can help some folks out, and I want to help a young lady out, and I need your help in order to help them out.
I'm here. I'm ready.
All right, so here we go. The question is, I feel like my husband would rather jerk off than have sex with me, and I don't know what to do. We've been trying to conceive for 5 months, and I'm in my fertile window now. But when I came home yesterday, he told me he was too tired. I could tell that he had already taken care of himself because there was something crusty on his leg. I just feel defeated and unsexy. I feel like there's no point for me to track my periods and test when I'm fertile. There's a whole lot more to it. I just don't feel like explaining it all if he's going to just jack off. I'm hurt since I've always wanted to have sex, but he rarely initiate. He used to. He's working overtime 10 hours a day, so I get that he's tired. I work 8 hours a day, cook, clean, and take care of our animals. This isn't a one-time thing. It's an everyday thing, and we generally only have sex on the weekends, if at all, and even then, I still have to initiate. I'm not proud of this, but I did look on his history on his computer. It's full of porn almost every day, even on the weekends when we're not working. I honestly feel like he's got a porn addiction. Not that it matters, but I'm not unattractive. I don't know what to do. I'm upset he sabotaged our baby-making efforts, something that we both want. And I'm hurt that he'd rather do that than have sex with me. I feel unsexy and unwanted. How do I deal with this situation?
When you're a fertile myrtle and your man don't want to squirtle with you, you know, that's tough. I'm going to go ahead and say right away, I'm thinking this guy doesn't want to have kids.
Yeah, that's kind of what I think too.
Yeah, because if your wife's got it going on and she's like putting herself out there and you're not into it, but your leg's all crusty, I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Also, who's like, well, I noticed his leg was crusty. Like, what?
Yeah, like, isn't how that much is he coming down his leg? Jesus, I feel like that's a bigger issue. Like, my
his
husband
ankles are soaked. His socks are always soaked at the top. I know he's coming all over himself. Like,
his
what?
Reebok Classic is literally filled to the brim with nothing but nut.
Yeah. No, I don't know. I definitely feel like the guy doesn't want kids. That's it.
Yeah, I feel like that he probably doesn't want to have kids, or that their relationship isn't that great either. Because I don't know too many dudes who just turn down sex and be like, I'd rather jerk off than have sex.
Right. To me, that's a sign they need to have a big conversation and figure it out. Or quietly keep avoiding it till they do end up having a kid and then suffer for the next like 30 years or so.
And if she wants the cure, because I'm sure it's pretty gross too. Like if you go home to your husband and he's got like a stream of nut down his leg, like, I feel like that's pretty gross, and it doesn't get you in the mood. I'm surprised that she's still in the mood after seeing cum down his leg.
The only other thing I would say is that maybe she needs to get him back by making him jealous, and maybe she should have cum all down her legs.
That's true. I didn't even think about that she should like, just try to be a squirter down her leg. Like, you think your Reebok clockers are full? Check out what I could do to my pumps.
Or really, God, like, you think you're the only one with semen all over your legs? Ha ha.
Come home with somebody else's nut butter down her leg.
Yeah, I don't know.
Too. That'd really get him jealous.
I'm not like an expert, but I feel like that's the way to go. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Luckily for me, I've had a vasectomy, so those things aren't options for me anymore. I'm pretty happy with that. Not bad.
Yeah. So, well, I was just about to ask a crazy question that might be too personal.
No, I'm ready.
When you have a vasectomy, does stuff still come out?
Yeah, you're not like one of those old-timey Western that they have a gun and you pull it and it says bang and the little flat comes out and drops.
I'm picturing like
an old vacuum.
Yeah, like
that
an
gives
old,
out.
Like just a little dust, like some old dead sperms that have been dried up and they're just kind of like.
Like when Tom and Jerry out. Are smoking on a cigarette and it gets a big cloud of puff in the back and then just a little bit comes out.
Yeah. So that's not what it is. So that's...
Nope. Still normal. Just the vas deferens is absolutely obliterated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, gang, from sunburn to semen, we're just learning today, aren't we?
All over the place. I didn't even know I had a vas deferens until I went to go get a vasectomy. I didn't even know it was part of the body.
And that's the thing that has the living things in it. Yeah. I am so dumb with
Well said.
Okay, cool. So that's guys,
nailed that part.
Be careful with your vas deferens.
Yeah.
<it's> Treat it with vas deferens.
Oh god.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
You're listening to High Haters.
And one last story for the day comes from our good friends in Ashtabula County. There was a man who tried to bribe a teen boy with Chicken Alfredo for sex, and he was sentenced to jail. The man who tried to entice a 15-year-old boy with Chicken Alfredo and Sprite in exchange for sex will serve a week in jail. I feel like Alfredo, if you're trying to solicit like a little bit of prostitution because they're having some sexually graphic conversation, sent some nudes, I feel like when you're using Chicken Alfredo to entice somebody, one, it's kind of an insult because if you already have the Chicken Alfredo, it's already been like purchased. It's going to be old Alfredo, which is the right. worst kind of Alfredo. So if you do that, if you're going to use Alfredo as an enticement, which I feel like is appropriate from time to time, use like a gift card.
For Olive Garden or something, but be like, you must use this on Alfredo. Like, this is for Alfredo. You have to specify.
Yeah, or you can use like Uber Eats, like, this is the best Alfredo in the city. It can't just be any old Alfredo. It's got to be good Alfredo. But if you were going to entice somebody, be like, hey, you can come get some of my business if, and I'll give you this in exchange. What kind of meal do you think you would go with?
Buffalo chicken cheesesteak. Okay. With buffalo sauce and other dippings on the side.
Keeping it spicy.
Icy cold cream soda.
Nice.
And fridge full of Klondike bars. Freezer full of Klondike bars.
That's a lot to offer. A freezer full. It is.
Yeah, a whole freezer full. You can melt them all over my bod. Okay. You know what I mean? But yeah, no, I think that would be the one. Because dudes like a solid bread. They love meats.
Right.
Dudes love Klondike bars. Am I right? Yeah. That's the word on the street. I don't know.
You're totally right about that. I would go with something yours? A little bit. I thought you were going to go with the cream chip beef breakfast that you've been enjoying.
I should. Well, I'll tell him if he spends the night, that's what he gets in the morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
Double.
What would you go with?
A little double entendre enticement. I would probably go with a pickle platter. Like, if you come over, you can have all these pickle platters because, lest we forget, the pickle is an aphrodisiac. So if you have all kinds of vinegar going, vinegar gets the ladies going. I know that for
sure. Is that why you put it in your beard?
Yeah. Because my wife comes home, she smells that apple cider goodness. I got a full plate of pickles. I'm not just talking about cucumbers either. I'm talking about various pickled goods. I'm talking radishes. I'm talking okra. I'm talking zucchini. Hold on to your hat. I'm talking carrots.
Stop.
Anything. You can pickle just about anything you want. In fact, to go back to our beginning of the show, you could pickle squirrel testicles or a human body completely. If I was on somewhere, if I was captured in like the mountains and we died together, it was like me or you die, I would probably murder you, pickle you, eat you, bring some home to my wife, get her in the mood, and start repopulating the earth.
That's a solid, solid plan. And if I had to eat someone, I think pickling is the way to go.
Yeah, because it takes out a lot of the fatty parts. Like if you have, like if you can pickle an egg, you can pickle a person.
If you can pickle an egg, you can pickle a person. You can pickle squirrel balls. You can really pickle anything.
You really can. As long
yeah.
Pickles are like dildos that way. Anything's a dildo if you're brave enough. Anything's a pickle if you have enough vinegar.
Well, if it ships, it fits, whatever that means. You know what I mean? I don't know what that has to do with pickles, but.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week on Tuesday. We will be back on the radio Monday through Thursdays. Hi Haters is back, and we're just going to keep getting better.
We're back, bitches. Sorry, I'm excited.
Let us know if you have any ideas for the show. We're going to take it on the road coming up soon. I'll be back in New York in a couple of weeks, and we're going to unveil some experiments at that time. So let us know what kind of segments that you want us to do. We are here for you. We just want to make you laugh just a little bit. Bye, haters.
Bye, haters.